Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
That is good.
Right. I'll get straight into this now.
I wish you could see what Rob's doing. Right, hand in the air, finger in the air. What are we talking about?
Right, carnivorous plants. Right? I mean, they're mad already when you think about it.
They're crazy.
I thought they were not real when I was a kid. I thought they were like
Adam's family.
Or like from the dinosaur era and they didn't exist. And I remember seeing a Venus flytrap at my friend's house when I was like 6 or 7 years old. I can remember being like, it's real.
Yeah.
It's alive.
It's alive.
And it was.
But a recently discovered pitcher plant is on a completely another level, right? Now, ordinarily, pitcher plants lure and catch insects by their modified leaves. The vertically orientated pitcher-shaped leaves are roughly cylindrical with an open top and enclosed bottom, right?
Yes, I can visualise.
Insects, such as flies, are drawn in by nectar on the rim of the pitcher. Then, when they land on it, they slip on the surfaces, fall into the bottom where they drown in, this bit's a bit horrible, if you're eating breakfast, just stop it. And they drown in a pool of collected water, then dissolve and are digested by the plant. Mm. Now, I'm just going to stop there for a second because I always think about things. At what point of their evolution did the first plant think, you know what, forget photosynthesis.
I'm going to eat some flies.
And then, why haven't flies evolved to learn to swim or breathe underwater properly?
But is it just water or has it got like acids in it?
No, it's water and then, and other bits and pieces.
Other bits.
Now, an international group of scientists spotted pitcher plants in a region of Indonesia, which appeared to be completely lack pitchers. I would have thought they were just plants.
I'm lost.
The pitcher.
Yeah.
Not like a picture with a raw
accent. No, a picture.
A picture plant. They saw picture plants with no pictures. So I'd have thought,
that's just plants.
That's just a plant, isn't it? Fortunately, they didn't listen to me. And they had a look, and on further investigation, they found that the plants had underground shoots that supported subterranean pictures.
What?
Growing either in underground cavities or directly into the soil.
So what are they eating? Rats?
Well, here's the thing, right?
God.
They measure up about 11 centimetres long and they capture soil-dwelling prey such as ants, mites, beetles and other stuff, and rats. No, they don't. It is believed the plants evolved in response to their high-altitude dry ridge top habitat where water is scarce.
Wow.
The hypothesis is that the underground cavities have more stable environment conditions, including humidity.
That would make sense. That would make sense.
And then one of them goes, you know what, I've had enough of the sunlight. I'm going down there. I don't know how plants talk.
It's time for a nature. What's that all about?
But this is what does my head in. Why? What's it all about?
I don't know.
Honestly, I'm kind of like only able to visualize a little shop of horrors in my head.
I'm imagining these giant
Feed Me Seymour puppet plants, you know. And that's quite scary.
Yeah.
Little Shop of Horrors is quite scary, actually.
I thought it was a documentary when I first watched it.
Have you got a poem for us this morning, Rob?
Yes, I have.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, well, this actually isn't me. This is none of my stuff. I've been quite lucky. There's a new doco coming out on Netflix next month, and it's called Rubbish Rhymes, the original WCM, or Word Cobbling Moron. He was the worst rapper ever. It comes from near LA, which is actually Luton Airport, and he's just awful. And I've managed to get some of his lyrics.
Sent a notebook of his lyrics.
Yeah, just a couple. And I just thought I'd like to read them at you because he is awful. And it's called Rubbish Rhymes, Garbage Poem. Spitfire Bird. Yeah, right, that's what you heard. Not random words, that would be absurd. I don't do that. I'm a dog person, not really fussed about cats. They're all right, but not for me. I don't drink coffee, I only drink tea. Yorkshire is the best, without a doubt. Comes in a bag so leaves don't get stuck in the spout.
Hey, that was Rubbish Rhymes.
Yeah.
Sounding an echo of familiarity there. I wonder where that could come
from.
Yeah,
and I must admit I've nicked all this stuff.
Well, you know, you're honest about it, I have to say. Thank you for bringing us some Rubbish Rhymes this morning. We're still yet to go see Peter. For anyone who's following, we keep trying to go see Peter and then we have to do things like...
Is it Peter or is it Pete?
It's Peter. Oh, it's Peter.
This, I thought it was Pete. The T-Rex.
It's Peter.
When you've been there more than once, you can call him Pete. The first time you've got to
be... We haven't even met him yet.
No.
So it's Mr. Peter to us.
Peter.
But we are going to go next week. So if you're at the museum next week after breakfast show hours, come and say hi. We'll be checking out Peter the T-Rex.
Yep.
I was woken by a bang, and I could already taste the pain, the sudden fear that grips and shakes you when you face the truth.
What's this, Rob?
This is 100% Endurance by Yard Act.
Thank you.
What did you do last night? I don't remember leaving Nathan's house. Oh yeah, how could I forget why my pants were soaking wet when we'd been pissing ourselves laughing at the news? Did you see it too? It was incredible, they played it on a loop. We couldn't believe it, basically they discovered that there were others just like us, other beings, other creatures, other planets and other species who had other gods that they believed in, and they interviewed all of them and every one of them, not one could give any hints of a clue what they were doing here either. It's all so pointless. It is, and that's beautiful, I find it humbling sincerely, yeah. When you're gone, it brings me peace of mind to know that this will all just carry on with someone else. So pack your weapons, don't want them thinking they can pull a fast one on us now, do we, Graham?
It's alright, I've got my wars and I've had our dinners.
Sure you have, but the key to peace lies within us, and we'd already have achieved it if everyone was as enlightened as me. It's hippie bullshit, but it's true. Watch me explode. But it's not though, is it? It's really real, and when you feel it, you can really feel it. Grab somebody that you love, grab anyone who needs to hear it, and shake them by the shoulders, scream in their face. Death is coming for us all, but not today. Today you're living it, hey, you're really feeling it. Give it everything you've got, knowing that you can't take it with you, and all you ever needed to exist has always been within you. Give me some of that good stuff, that human spirit. Cut it with 100% endurance.
Thank you very much, Rob. That was a great song. 100% Endurance by Yard Act. You're a big Yard Act fan.
I love them.
Bring them to New Zealand campaigners.
Yes,
starting.
Yeah, come on. Because I know they listen to the podcast and the show.
So get over here, guys. Come on. Thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
Do, 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 do. I'm glad.